Welcome to It's Dejanay Podcast, where we talk that shit and we just don't give a fuck. So today's show, we have something a little different. We have the baby mama, baby daddy edition. So we have with us OG Bobby.
What up, though?
We got his baby mama, hey. Pooh Bear. Do you want me to call you Pooh Bear or Bridget?
It don't matter.
That's Pooh Bear Bridget. And last but not least, we got Mr. Lee That Bitch and Get Back With Me, Baby Daddy Bitch. Yo. So how y'all feeling?
I ain't want to do a little nickname.
Right. Get your nickname.
Mr. Never Gonna Leave Me Alone.
Period. We know that. Never gonna leave her alone. Ain't it, Bob?
She fired.
So, before we get into anything, I wanted to break the ice with y'all. So, we gonna do this or that. Y'all ready?
Yep.
Okay. Let me see if I can get to it. So, date night or in the house? Bridget first.
I'll take either. If it's packed outside, I'll stay in the house. Okay. But if it's a day night in another city, we can do it outside.
We can do both, though. Bye.
I definitely got to go outside, because if I'm in the house, I'm falling asleep.
I'm saying,
that's an argument.
Yeah. Well, then, dang, that's everybody, because I'm saying, you leave me in the house, we can even go out of town. If we in the room, I'm going to sleep.
I'm going to sleep. Mm-hmm. If I sit down too long.
Yeah.
That's why you be in the house and you set the vibe.
You have to. But it's hard when you be together for forever.
I ain't lying. Mm-hmm.
You get the drinks, you get the hookah, you get the music on.
Uh-huh.
Nobody want to sit around and watch TV, no.
I'm going to sleep through all that.
Yeah. How about you, Mick?
You know, I like to go out to eat. You know that.
He's forever taking me out to eat.
Yeah.
Okay, so missionary or wild sex?
I'm a missionary girl.
Me too. Yeah. Ball.
If we going for the quickie, the missionary.
But
I ain't turning down the wild sex.
Mm-hmm. Period. Mick.
It both for me.
Okay. So, this one is the side piece of the main.
The main.
How you feel, me?
The main. I don't know about no side.
What is that?
I don't know nothing about it.
Kind of damn question. Uh-uh. Bridget, how you feel?
I'm sticking to the main.
Me too.
So is the side.
Mm-hmm. Huh? The main.
So is the side, huh?
I mean, I don't know. Y'all niggas be having size.
Some females don't have size.
Yeah. We don't cheat.
Shit.
So, we don't cheat. So, the next one is throw something at them or use your hands.
Both.
Okay. Both of them. You hit bitches?
No.
Why you feel like that?
I have, but it's not. That's not a part of me. It took something to get me to that point, but I would grab a bitch and shake the shit out of her.
Why all niggas say that? That's still hit.
No, it ain't. We shake it. You can't prove that
to
the police.
Tell me what you.
I don't know nothing. I don't believe in none of that.
He'll choke you to sleep.
I didn't say choke. I said.
Yeah, that better than hitting.
Yeah, because sometimes y'all don't want to calm down. It ain't but so much a person can take of you hitting them and hitting
True,
them.
True, but first what if I wake up?
You hit me with a glass ashtray. What you think was going on?
He put me to sleep, y'all.
My whole face is messed up. Come on, man.
He was doing something. He was doing something, but he wasn't. But I couldn't take it. Yeah, so I was like, ashtray, bitch, and slapped in the face of the ashtray. I went to sleep. I went to sleep.
You had a better attitude when you woke up, though.
Nope. I still try to go fool, but he left. He ran.
That's a diversion.
Wake me back up. He poured water on my face, and I got up and back in action. Nothing can stop me.
Yeah,
you're going to have to leave from around me because I ain't going to stop.
Uh-uh.
This fool bust my windows out of my truck. I'm trying to leave. Like, she want me to like stay here and fight
everybody.
Yeah. So it's like if we stop fighting without it, we have to feel like we're done. If we just, y'all make us stop. Like, I don't know, it's just me.
Grow up.
And then, get my anger out.
Yeah.
Get you a punching bag.
Especially if you got caught cheating.
The punching bag ain't did nothing.
No, that won't. It got to be you. And it, like, if you leave before I'm done, and if you got caught cheating and you leave, my mind will be like, he going to that bitch. So, and I really got to beat him worse and longer. No.
Crazy.
But yeah, I prefer both, throwing things and putting my hands on you. I even busted the window to the house and pick up the glass and threw it at him.
About, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so.
I was about to say something else. I ain't going to say all that. Nah.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say all
that. Okay. Man, just, I got the story. It's so funny now, but he was in that shower, and I went to that shower, two-piece him in that shower. You should have seen him pop out that shower, slip and slide.
You should have had a bell. You should have had a bell. Whoop his ass.
Oh, it's funny, huh?
It's funny, huh?
He don't find it funny.
As soon as I had a frog splash on her ass, then...
What's a frog splash?
When you just jump on
her. He tried it.
Okay, so into the topics. What lessons have you learned from your relationships? Mick, I want to hear what you learned from my relationship.
Just got to stay calm.
That's it?
Yeah, basically.
Stay calm, why?
Because, you know, we both toxic, so we have to stay calm in some situations.
I don't think I'm toxic.
Yeah, you real toxic.
I just need a motherfucker to hear me and comprehend it.
Nah.
And when you don't, it upsets me really bad.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Bob?
Trust is very important. Mm-hmm. And once it's gone, you ain't never getting it back, no matter.
I believe that, too.
How hard you
try. I mean, somehow... A little teeny bit.
It's never coming back.
Like, never. At all.
It's never coming back. Mm-mm. Never. You'll never be able to trust a person before they break your trust the way mm-hmm. you did before they do it, before
True.
They break it.
Yep.
Like, even if you try to trust them, your yeah. mind is not going
to go back to yeah. what they did. That how you feel, Mick?
You feel the same way. You know how it is.
I do. And I and the crazy part is I ain't never felt that. Like, until that situation where I had to beat a bitch up. And I replay in my head every day now. Like, that bitch was laying in that damn bed. But we wasn't even together, so I don't know why I was tripping, but I'm always tripped.
That was your fault.
How?
You pop up. I don't pop up. I ain't pop up at your house.
I pop up at yours.
Why?
Oh,
Chelsea, a Leo. I'm a Leo.
Uh-huh. And we're Leo as alone.
Let's do the same thing.
Yeah.
But we wasn't together, you know.
We gonna always be together.
You shouldn't even have just pop up like that, you know.
Story of my life.
I ain't pop up.
You did.
You knew I was on. I said I'm on the way.
No, it didn't.
What, Chelsea? Let me tell you what happened. He talk about. I said I need you to watch kids. I'm trying to get my hair braided.
Uh-huh.
I'll watch him at your house. Go back to your house. I'll watch him at your house.
So that's already a red flag.
I said, I'm already down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm outside.
No, you said I'm outside.
I said, I'm already down the street. And then I say, I'm pulling up outside.
First of all,
we if wouldn't. I tell you I'm pulling outside, why you ain't meet me at the door?
I did. Bar?
So no, you didn't see you was in going to the bathroom. I done came in the house. Look, who is that?
Okay.
Then he ain't even tried to say the whole. I walked down the hallway. I say, this what you doing? He's about,
Why I said the same thing? So this is what we doing.
I walk back down that hall, and she just look at me like, I wasn't going to do nothing or something. These bitches stupid.
First of all, I had a show the night before. I was drunk. So she was calling my phone, but I'm drunk. I'm asleep. Like, then she, So she did pop up. She did just pop up. Like, because if somebody ain't answering the phone, go on about your business.
We did speak, and I said, I'm outside. You ain't saying.
We spoke when she was outside. You already popped up.
You should have met me at the door then. Say, don't come in here.
I was drunk.
You ain't try to save the little hoe. You ain't try to save her.
And if he did, and that's enough respect for you, he tried to save the hoe.
Next question.
He tried to save the hoe. I feel like this. If I kept something, whether y'all just friends or not, and she's innocent, you let me get off, and then you check me out. Let me get off. Why because you know me.
Nah, man, that's bullying, man. You don't
know. She shouldn't.
Nah.
Bully? I'm not bullying. Before you lay up with somebody, baby daddy, you better be ready at all times.
Why?
So y'all be ready to accept the same repercussions. Yeah,
yeah. First off, I ain't talking about you scared of my baby daddy. You better be able to fight.
You can't talk to a nail nigga then, because these niggas is in fear.
If you scared of my baby daddy, if he intimidates you, that's nasty. We can't talk.
Mm-mm. If I had to see my baby mama out with somebody, I might just walk up and slap the shit out of him. And I bet you he won't even fight back. Slap him and walk off.
You fool. That's why you my dog.
Yeah.
Slap the ass. Well, I'm still on your side, Bridget.
but at least he didn't save her.
He saved her, but I still got to her.
I didn't save her. I ain't save her.
You held me. No. I got loose though. But you held me and told her to go.
You're crazy.
Mm. So I want to replay it. I want her to say so bad. She want another round. I'll be so happy.
I just want to stop the violence.
Yeah. Me too.
Peace, but man. Peace.
In my defense, she knew us. So why is you over there? You feel me? So she, I feel like you playing in my face all these years. Yeah, huh? And she was a fan because she would be like, I like your hair. Or I like something. You like my nigga too.
That how it be.
Mm-hmm.
That how it be.
But contraire, like you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, exactly. A lot of people,
like, y'all got to stop being so possessive.
Y'all like, belong to us.
Y'all be acting like y'all ain't press and on social media in front of everybody, yeah. And then you press.
I don't reveal my true feelings to nobody. So social
y'all
media
act like it's just the women that acting all crazy.
And it's not.
First of all, if like I'm not going crazy about you talking to nobody, if like I'm not. Like even if I feel that way, I'm not acting on it unless.
What you say if y'all not together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got something to say.
Say
somebody
it.
Lying.
Flexing for the people. Say but it. Carry on.
I'm saying you misunderstanding what I'm saying. Even if I feel that way, I'm not acting on it because that man ain't did nothing to me.
You just said you're going to slap him.
I was just saying that because she said she can't talk to nobody that ain't scared of me.
Oh.
So I got to instill that fear. But my thing, like, you know, I done seen you with somebody.
And you were scared, Bridget?
You ain't seen me with
this
nobody.
Nigga popped up at your house.
That was after we done talking.
It don't matter. It don't
that
matter.
Was after me and him done got back together at that point.
I'm saying that's worse than what happened between
you was with somebody too though, so it didn't matter.
No, I was at your house.
Yeah.
So how the fuck am
that,
I with
that
somebody?
That situation I had dead though.
No,
we done had got back together.
Obviously it wasn't dead. He popped up. The fuck wrong with your phone?
He, you knew why he popped up anyway.
No, I'm saying he popped up though.
He didn't pop up. I told you he was coming.
To the point of what I'm saying. You ain't tell me shit.
You
didn't even know he was coming.
Yes, I did.
Y'all was back together and you knew.
We wasn't back together. We was.
Okay, let me just tell the story.
No, don't call no names.
I ain't calling no names. I'm about to tell the story. The person had got me something. And when they found out that I stopped talking to them to get back with my baby daddy, they came and picked it up. They wanted it back. But they didn't tell me that they wanted it back. They kind of faked like they was needing it for something or whatever and then just never brought it back. But he knew that he was coming to get whatever it was. But I didn't know he was coming on that type stuff.
So how you told me he was coming?
I told you he was coming.
No,
you
didn't.
Right there.
You didn't know either. Because
yes,
listen,
did.
You was
I
in
didn't
the
know
kitchen.
He was coming. He wasn't
you was in
it
the
back.
Kitchen cooking and somebody knocked at the door and you said, somebody come in for you? Because at the time, King was staying across the thing. I was like, nah. So I'm laying on her. She opened the door. I said, I know, like, hell, they ain't trying me like this. But then I, like, I can't even, you know what I'm saying, be mad or whatever because we trying to make it work. So you got one error, you know what I'm saying? But I never approach a man about my baby mama or my girl, none of that. I just feel like that put me... make me less than a man. Like, you check your girl first.
True. There you go.
And then if that nigga even speak while you talking to her, then that's key to beat his ass or something.
Yeah.
But I give everybody a chance to damn say their life.
I'm not. Because girls are different. They plot. You already know. I don't play that. I don't care if somebody talked to my baby daddy. I don't care if he talked to other people. But if you've been in my face... Cut it out. If you've been in my face... You've been around me. We laughing, ha, ha, or whatever. I don't play that type of stuff. I'm going to call it out. I'm going to check it because you've been plotting or you already knew.
And bitches plot.
Or something. I don't like that. That's when I'm going to whoop your tail.
That's why I did it.
But other than that, do your thing. Mm-hmm. But if you around me,
in my face or whatever. We
she was a lie, but I ain't gonna get upset right now. But I had a lot to take the test right now.
So, what is something you feel is missing in our relationship, Mick? Dang, I know what he's about to say. Mm. I can go first. Trust. That's
yeah,
one.
The one, yeah. That's the top one, yeah. Trust.
And what's another one? It's a lot, probably. Mm. Say what you gotta say. I ain't scared. I think you're scared to say it.
Your ass always being tired. Like a little old lady all the time.
Not just.
I be tired.
Every time she get around me, she's snoring.
Bro, look, I feel like this, and I be trying to tell him this. I don't mean no harm, but if I'm home, I'm so, like, I'm extra relaxed. And then, not to mention, I work from home. That's mentally draining, so my mind is done after that. My body is tired. So if I hit that bed, if you want to fuck me when I just sit up off the clock while I'm cooking. When I hit that bed, it's a wrap. Call me lazy.
Nah, nigga.
Yeah, huh?
Nah.
Yes, nah. And he be scared to ask me, but I be tired.
You be flipping. That's why I ain't got time. Leave me alone. All that. I ain't got time. I don't even be pressed. It is
so,
what it is.
So what's missing in our relationship is the trust and... I need a fuck more or something.
Yeah, you need a fuck more.
Okay. And that's it.
That's about it with me.
I can't too much say trust because I can't say I don't trust him after this. Because that was the first thing that he ever did. I can't admit, like I always tell y'all, he is the most loyalist person that I ever met. Yeah, so he's the most loyalist person I ever met. So it's not trust. Can I say stuff? I'm not going to. Okay.
Go ahead.
It's the accusing all the time. Accusing me all the time.
I don't accuse you.
Yes, huh?
No. You always accuse
a little bit.
Me for any little thing.
Mm-hmm. And you be lurking
somebody,
on me.
If somebody comment on Facebook anything, I'm fucking them. It's crazy.
It usually be like that, ain't it?
Because where she comes
from. For real.
Yeah, exactly. That time. Yeah.
On every single thing. Yeah. She want attention or she got mm-hmm. the attention.
Facebook always tells.
So, but y'all don't say right? nothing about the niggas that on all
we
y'all.
Can't control
thank
them.
You.
Oh, it's but different. We can. It's yes. not different.
I swear to God, it's
how is it different?
Because different. As for us, we're girls. Niggas gonna heart love, but
and if nobody ain't heart and loving my stuff, you should be concerned. Because
yeah, because you think I don't dang. But as far as a nigga, if a what? Bitch is on your shit all the time, she wants something. Or something
already going on. Something.
It's the same
yeah,
thing.
With
the
it's, no,
it's the same thing.
Thank you. I'm glad it's a dude.
No.
Same thing.
I'm glad it's two men in here, though. For real.
That's not true.
I'm glad.
It's the same thing.
It's the same
not.
Thing.
It is.
What you think we hearting them stories? Look, and
I bet you. Yeah. I bet you if you post a picture with him, he ain't gonna heart that one.
No.
Thank you.
Okay then.
But that's a nigga.
Thank you.
That's still you still in the picture.
Yeah.
I'm saying, so what you think he's saying about hearting all your pictures?
We talking about from a female point of view.
And we talking about from a right point of view. No. It ain't a female or male point of view. No. It's just right
a
and wrong.
A female can just heart something because it's cute and keep it moving. A nigga, they heart, so that means, they probably done jump in the
so
inbox.
So who y'all think, who...
You making a point for
men
us.
Men or nope. Women, y'all think temptation is harder for?
Men.
Okay then, duh. So exactly. She on your stuff, she trying to get your attention. You gonna eventually you go gonna look respond. Like, who is this?
Yeah.
Keep liking and loving all my uh-huh. stuff and this and that.
You
y'all
went through all my pictures.
I mean, temptation is everywhere for a man. Because everybody want a man. And the more you post your man, the more you post what your man do for you, the more the bitches gonna flock.
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
So, but
y'all gonna flock back.
Nah, you don't got to
so
flock
y'all,
back.
So y'all love the flocking. Y'all love the ones that flock to you. Because of what you could do.
So do
that's weird. Mm-hmm. Y'all talk to all the ones that just want your money, just want to do all this and that. And you got one
that's,
that's the opposite. Uh-huh. And y'all love the hoes. Y'all love the ones that just want you for your money.
No.
You don't never want what you got at home.
No. That's what y'all yes. be thinking from
no,
the outside looking in.
No.
That's what y'all
that's
think.
That's what it is.
But
I wouldn't say all men.
I'm going to tell you from a man's
money.
I'm going to tell, yeah, I'm gonna tell
no
you from
way.
A man's
no.
point of view. A man know who he want to be with.
Yeah.
A man know who you want to be with. That don't stop him from stopping by the playground.
Yep.
It's called discipline.
It is called discipline, but a lot of men
ain't
disciplined.
It ain't.
And sometimes y'all put like stipulations on a man and without even knowing, y'all do that. Like you said, you be tired.
Mm-hmm.
That stipulation, he already know oh, when she get off work, I bet not even try this and that. But it's a girl that just hot and ready. Not saying, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying.
So herpes.
Here you go. I'm just saying, that how it is. Like, y'all be wanting us to accept y'all flaws, but don't accept our flaws.
But y'all do the same thing, too, though. If y'all say y'all too tired, y'all be too tired.
Nah, for what man gonna say they too tired
for some pussy?
Something wrong with him. Something wrong with him. If he go to sleep and his woman say, hey, I want some pussy. You know what I'm saying? I want some dick. You know what I'm saying? No, ain't no man going to sleep.
Yeah, but like we had this conversation the other day. Like, you can't get mad at a female for saying, I just don't want to do it tonight. I'm tired. We have a whole coochie.
Now you get to go cheat because she just tired of one night.
No, I'm just saying.
So let the nigga tell you that.
You want to go cheat?
Let it happen to you.
I ain't gonna say, oh, let me go give me some because he's tired.
It's somebody else. Who you done mess with? Come on, man.
Because y'all always horny. Y'all done fuck six bitches in one day.
No, because after a while, like, if your old lady keep turning you down, after a while, it start playing in your head, like, this bitch don't want me.
I'm going to tell you this. If y'all stay together and she don't want you all the time, something lacking somewhere. Why she ain't turned on? Why you ain't got her turned on? Why you ain't making her turned on?
You know what's lacking?
She,
you know
she
what's
overstimulated. It's something.
And definitely overstimulated. I'm gonna
tell you why you overstimulated. Cause you sit there and try to put shit together all the time about your damn man.
Yep.
Instead of enjoying him while he there. Yep. Oh, this bitch on his page. He must be fucking this hoe.
And y'all do the same thing. This
nigga. I don't give a fuck what I thought about you. I still want to fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
it ain't because I'm a nigga. It's because that's like that lion. Trying to lead the pride. Like, he ain't give a damn what going on. He still got to fight and defend. I still got to fuck you and let you know, like, nobody ain't about to fuck you like this. Or I still got to do that. Even if I think, oh, you entertaining this dude. I'm not about to let him fuck you better than I fuck you.
Once I feel like you touching somebody else and you want somebody else, it's a no for me. Because I don't know what she got or who she talking to or who she messing with. Everybody messing around raw. Yeah, all this stuff passing around. It's a no for me. Once I feel like you having sex with somebody else, it's dead.
And that's why
I don't want nothing.
And that's why y'all don't be horny.
I don't want nothing.
Because y'all think that a motherfucker doing this, that, and the other. And they ain't. And like y'all put like... Y'all create shit in y'all head and act as if it already happened.
Yeah, okay, so if you got an overthinker, then you need to be reassured. You need to get reassured.
And that was one of my questions too. Like, yeah.
You we ain't asked us what we missing.
Y'all in the hot seat.
Yeah, not us.
Oh, he said you ain't asked us what we missing.
Oh, what y'all missing? Y'all,
go ahead, Dominique, what you missing?
Understanding. And understanding.
I'm missing love language. You got to love me the way for my love language, not yours.
No, time out. I have a problem with that because it's like you want a damn.
I want a romantic hood nigga.
I want you to
still be romantic, love me down, take me out, be sweet.
Uh huh.
Be mean to everybody else.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And a fun nigga.
Right.
I like fun stuff because I'm a fun girl.
So like,
I like to go out of town. I like to hang out. I don't want to be in the club, but he loves the club. He's a clubber.
I am a rapper.
Okay, rap out of town, shit.
Let's go out of town and rap.
Or something. That's understanding though. And I done understood that.
No.
You rap, you want to go to the club. I'm in the club and I hate being in the club, but I'm in the club because you in the club and
this
what you
do. But that's my time though.
I'm supporting. Okay, so when it was my time for my love language.
That's my
time,
though.
That's the issue.
No, it's not the issue because when I get that money, you're going to spend that shit like you ain't had a problem with being in the club.
But she still...
No, that's not even me. You
know what?
You know it. Once I'm mad, I'm independent.
What? You independent, then that next week. you want what you done spent back.
No, now you
want
to take me out of town. After I'm mad.
Uh-huh.
I don't
want to
go no more.
I took this girl to the damn Future concert and she got a motherfucking attitude in the motherfucking
concert. We had an attitude before the concert.
Yeah, we
in
did. She had an attitude. It caused me to have an attitude.
How long did it take you to get unmad?
A long time.
Not like, when a motherfucker spending.
The next day, maybe.
I get mad again when we get home. But while we out of town, let's just vibe and spend this money. And when we get back,
then
we can talk about whatever.
Never happened.
Yeah.
It should, like, this is what women do. Women think that they can bring up any and everything about you. But as soon as you bring up one thing about them, you hitting below the belt. But you can sit here and call me a dog ass nigga and this and that. You did this and that. And as soon as I say you ain't cooked last week, oh, you hit below the belt. Yep. You hit below the belt. Like, come on, like, be fair. Be able to.
I get it.
To handle what you dish out. Because if I did half of what.
Yeah, be able to handle what y'all dish out.
That's another thing.
Mm-hmm. If I said half of the things that this girl said to me,
oh, you sound like Nick. He just said that.
Dominique. I'll be nice. That ain't even what? Half. You better be lucky.
She just can't get under my skin. That bothers her.
I know.
Bothers her because I be so, like, nonchalant.
Mm-hmm. But guess what? I get under that skin.
You don't, though.
Yes, I do.
She thinks she
do. No, I do.
I have to react just so she can shut up.
No, really. Nope. I get up under that skin. I don't even have to say nothing. I'm under his skin.
She thinks.
Like this.
She thinks she be under my skin.
I don't have to say nothing.
Like, we retarded. I ain't gonna say retarded. We retarded. If you look at our text log, you're fuck you. I don't need you. Fuck you. This and that. Then the next message, the kids need this and that.
My kids ain't got nothing to do with it, though. My kids still gonna need something. They ain't got nothing to do with it.
I cook lasagna. You want some?
Because I know the girls you be talking to, how you starve. They don't feed you.
They how you starving?
They don't feed you now.
No, he's talking about no.
I don't eat everybody cooking.
Yeah.
That's the I'm sorry text. When they say I cook, I cook you something.
No, she's sorry.
Dominique, who gonna apologize first?
Yeah.
Huh?
Who gonna apologize first?
I do.
Who more stubborn?
You.
Okay, then. He gonna curve before I do. And he could act mad all he wants to. We could go a whole year before I
really
throw the flag.
But
Mick gonna apologize first.
It don't bother me. I don't be really that into it like she be into it.
You too.
Cause I'm like, she'll call me later.
No, I won't.
We'll be all right.
Okay, so what does a perfect day with Bridget look like?
She like to eat, so if we go into
it's
restaurant,
something else I like more than eating, though.
She like the zoo.
I hate the zoo.
You love the zoo?
I love the zoos. I got to go to the zoo every state I go to.
Every state. Why? Have me in a stank ass zoo.
I like to look at
animals.
Oh, that's cute.
She,
I ain't never heard nobody say to go to the
zoo. But I like to go out of town. I like to travel. That's my
She like to go
thing.
Out of town. She like to eat different. Like, we go to restaurants, our bill be like $300, $400 because she got to get three or four things.
We order to try the whole menu.
Try everything.
We went to DJ Khaled restaurant in Florida. Brought the whole meal. We know who got the money.
Not me. I'm trying to get it.
We know who got it. What's the perfect day? Well, what does a perfect day for Bob look like?
I don't even know.
See?
Because he don't care to do anything. I'm for real.
Simple.
If we do stuff, it's because I initiated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he don't care to go out of town and travel. He always worry about we gonna get traffic or something. He don't like
get
to go
traffic.
Like, I wanna go to like
I gotta drive.
I wanna go out of the country and stuff like that. He don't wanna do that. He
I was in
like
the Navy,
like
bro.
He don't really care to do certain stuff. He just really like the club.
No.
But he like to have a good time. We like to like if we hang out family time and drink and laugh, play games and stuff like that. He'll do that, but he don't really. He ain't hard to please. You don't have to really do that.
I'm a people's person. Like my happiness comes from other people being happy. Mm-hmm. So I like to do. I'm a chameleon. I can adapt to anything. Like I'd like to do what other people like to do.
Okay, so me, what does a perfect day with me look like?
Some food, some good food, and no arguing. That'd be hard. A whole day with no arguing. Now that'd be hard.
I don't know. I like fun stuff like arcades and childish shit.
Yeah, you
like
a child. You is.
I like to get on rides.
Yeah.
I don't do the rides.
Yeah, she like to go to amusement parks.
Really
no
but
that what she love amusement. And stuff like that.
Like Dave and Buster's.
I like Dave.
I can eat and play.
Yeah.
And drink.
Yeah. Okay. So a perfect day with you. Fucking.
Lord,
fucking at the beach, ocean view with the doors open, probably on the balcony.
Nah.
No. Yes, huh?
That, yeah, but
fuck. That's all we talk about. It's fucking.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Fucking and drinking. I don't know.
Chilling, just like some normal there chilling, me. No toxic mess. Cause you be with
I
some
start
shit.
Drama now. I can't
you be
say
with some shit every
I
day.
I get irritated easily. Like we could be having conversations and he'll just say the wrong thing. And I'd be like, you know what, shit. Like I'm already aggravated now. So I say, yeah, fucking. If I would fuck you and suck you all day, you would be ecstatic.
What man wouldn't be? You know, I mean.
But that's all I can think of. I swear to God, we beef. We beef because of that. I can't afford to be tired. But he's gonna leave.
This nigga tired every day.
I work every day.
Man, fuck that. I work too. Well, you ain't the only one that work, no.
I ain't lying.
Like I said, niggas always horny.
Nah, ain't no niggas always horny. Nah.
It ain't that. You looking at it as him always being horny. He horny for you.
Thank
and
you.
I appreciate that.
I ain't fucking nobody else. I'm trying to fuck you.
He better not because I'll beat your ass.
Like, ain't no you nobody wanna hear no every day now. That shit fuck you up. Like you have to get away for real.
And do what?
I don't know. Something. Just being honest. I'm just being honest. If I tell you no every day.
Get away and do something like what?
Yeah. Imagine I tell you no all the time. And you
hand me that bottle. It's he said, man, you see that? You're better.
Nah,
I you're better. Okay, well, I guess. Okay, what do you need in a relationship to feel comfortable, Mick?
Loyalty.
Let me look at you. Oh.
Loyalty. Yeah. I need to know when you ain't around me, I don't need to worry about nothing, you know? And that's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, it is.
It is. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Oh, I know my girl wouldn't do this. I ain't, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's the best feeling.
So right now, you don't feel like you can trust me at your sight?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I done got older now. We was young. We started talking when we was young, so I had to kind of mature into things, but,
So you can trust me right now? Be honest. This is DJ Nate's podcast.
Yeah, I know. I got a little trust in you.
How much?
A little bit.
Not enough, ain't it?
Not enough, but I got a little bit. We done been together forever. I know how you is. You know.
How long y'all been together?
14 years.
Oh, us too.
Yeah, like.
Damn.
We know each other too good. Thing. Yeah, you know.
Okay. So, what do you need out of a relationship to feel comfortable, Bridget?
I need love and affection all the time. As soon as you stop showing me love and affection, I'm going to assume you're giving it to somebody else because where is that? Mm-hmm. Why you ain't loving on me?
Mm-hmm.
Why you ain't on me?
Preach.
Bob arms been crossed the whole show.
I need love and affection.
Standoffish.
Okay. So what about you? You don't need much, ain't it?
I don't. I'm not hard to please. I'm not hard to please. Right. I just need availability. Like, if you're available when it's that time, when it's our time, that's all I need. Because I feel like everything else could be worked out.
Okay. You trying to talk for the hoes up in here. You trying to think like, oh, I need a man like that. That's what you trying to do.
I can't help it because I'm an item, bro.
You of a police.
Don't be hating. You were here
trying to
bro,
trying
you got
to
an awesome
like,
baby daddy. Just thank God for me. Thank God for me.
And you got an awesome baby mama.
I do though. Yeah. I like
it. Let the people know.
Yeah. But for real though, I always been rooting for y'all.
Everybody do.
Yeah, because and y'all look alike.
You
see y'all kind of look alike.
She got big ass ears. I got little ass ears.
They ain't got nothing to do with it.
Like, yeah, it don't make sense for y'all not to be together. Like with me and me, everybody be like it wouldn't make sense. Because it's been together forever.
That don't mean history don't mean nothing.
It don't history don't mean shit. Mm. But could y'all see yourself with somebody else?
No.
I know you couldn't, Bob. Been trying to tell you this.
I ain't heard shit from that mic over there. I slapped shit out somebody here.
I can't. And my kids came. My kids only know us. They never seen us with nobody else. They just know us.
And that's how I feel about my son. Like, and he have said that too. Like he done cried about it. Like y'all gotta be together. So that'll make you feel like dang.
But I'm thankful that we can still have a good relationship outside of a relationship, like a good co-parentship, or like a lot of people can't do that.
We couldn't do it. And it wasn't because of me. It was because of him.
He hated my guts.
I couldn't call him. He was like, "What you calling me for? Like, what do you mean?"
Call your son. Your son got a phone.
Why I can't call you?
Because you was to call him to pick him up and check on him. Like, it was like this. Call me.
It was like this.
We've been together
10. Yeah, Tina.
So my baby's still young, so he ain't got no choice but to call me.
I got all my kids a phone.
And they barely answer. They don't answer. They be playing Roblox or something.
Bryce is still, he still will.
Yeah.
Bryce will be on the phone with hoes and he gonna decline. He is gonna decline. So, have you ever cheated, Mick?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Have you ever cheated, Mick?
I don't even know what that is.
And why?
Why would I cheat? Black men are loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Black men are the biggest cheaters.
Nah. Real black men. We loyal, man. You know how it go.
Have you ever cheated, Bob?
When you say cheating, what you mean?
See, the trouble starts.
Have you ever stepped out on Bridget?
When you say stepped out, what you mean?
Went outside in somebody's car, somebody's house.
Huh?
Oh, she talking to real cheating.
What's the fake cheating?
Like texting. I feel like texting and talking to him, that's like fake cheating.
That's cheating.
So I can text a nigga.
I mean,
he said that's cheating.
That's fake cheating.
It's fake. That's fake.
It ain't real. It's not really happening. It's not
but
what
check
you see.
This out though. Do y'all feel like leading somebody on a cheat?
Yes.
So I'm glad you said that. So if the same person on every post, hearting every picture, and like inboxing you back to back to back to back to back, are you not leading him on by not setting him straight?
Set him straight for what?
I thought they said when you respond and say, "Oh, I got a boyfriend," that means he got potential. But then because, now is
ooh, yeah, but
if you
now
ain't
is,
blocked,
you should have said, if, I'm ignoring that.
If he's able to still write you, he still got potential.
Thank you.
Well, in my
you giving him a chance. He still
he
fight.
He got a chance.
He still fight.
Well, he a fool.
I disagree.
No.
Yeah.
Because a nigga ain't going
to
stop.
So them lights, like them lights worth that much to y'all on Facebook?
No. As far for me, in my defense, I don't delete anybody because I need my views to go up.
Goddamn.
I'm a celebrity.
Now me, block that bitch right now.
Why the fuck not to? Right, if you don't, I'm going to go check.
That's crazy, man. Goddamn.
Yeah, you better block anybody I say block. But just because they on there,
just because
stuff,
they loving something, yeah. I don't think that's something you can control. But if they trying to comment on everything, trying to act
not
like
that,
y'all talk or trying to get your
right.
attention, then now you doing too much.
But it feels the opposite
way around. But you can't
help
you look good and somebody commenting on stuff. But I mean, somebody loving stuff. But if somebody constantly trying to comment on, oh, he and ha, he ain't funny. He ain't that funny.
Is that?
I ain't that funny. He is
that's
not funny.
What I was about to say.
So
how I felt, I found out. And it was cheating. But in his defense, he did it because he caught me cheating.
I knew you were cheating. I be knowing shit. You think I don't. I know a lot of people.
It was this girl that he was not friends with or anything. I know her, but she don't know him. So he made a post. He was so mad. He made a post and was like, I'm single.
It's raining. Scare me.
Damn.
So he made a post was like, I'm single. She ha-ha-ed. So I'm looking like, what the fuck funny? You don't even know it's not. As far as his friends ha-ha, they know how we get down. They break up. They get back together, break up. So they can laugh. But why is this strange bitch laughing? So I said to my homegirl, they got something going on. I swear to God, a couple days later, he went to sleep. It was so evident. He had to work in the morning.
But what happened the next day? Talk about the next day.
We're going to get on
that.
He had to work the next morning. His phone did. He like, well, my phone did, and just threw it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Because the dude, baby mama, inboxed me. Yeah, the dude, baby mama, inboxed me.
Let me get you first.
Talking about, tell your baby mama to stop talking to my own baby daddy. I'm like, damn, the next
day. They always inbox him.
The exact day, next day, like.
Hold on, I'm talking about you right now.
Talk about yourself.
So his phone was dead. He was going to bed. He had to work in the morning. You need your alarm. Mm. So, you know, me being nice, I plug it up. He was asleep. When it came back on, I'm like, damn, goddamn. So it said Jewel. So I wasn't going to open it, but someone said, just click. I click. It's emojis and all. I'm like, a Jewel ain't going to send no emojis. So I'm reading
that
it.
That was the weed emoji.
And in my soul, I said, it's this girl that was on his post. So I called. Mind you, I know her. I called her. When she said hello, I know her voice. Spazz the fuck out. That's when I hit him with the ashtray. Because how, that's why I say, when it comes to a nigga, if we see a bitch on your shit, y'all fuck around.
It's the same thing. Because what was funny? Female. Same thing.
No.
It is.
Wait, nothing funny.
It is, man.
What was funny when I smacked your ass with that damn ashtray? That was funny. So, yeah.
I ain't even want to talk on that.
What you had just said, how I got caught?
Next day.
How? Tell him.
Baby mama, the dude, baby mama inboxed me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
He did. So you had plenty.
Which I heard, and you know how I find, and you know how I find out they was talking through Facebook. He kept hard, and I said, "Do you know him?" "Oh no, I don't know him." And then it all came out. Facebook tell you a lot. Dude heart in every picture.
No, he did not.
Yeah, I swear to God, every heart in every picture.
You making this up?
No, I'm not. This truth. I'm telling the truth on here. Heart in every picture. Now, how you got caught? Same way. I've been already on it, though.
I ain't never got caught.
It's like
you
the men
caught.
That get caught before the women, because yeah. Women are so spiteful. They want the girl to know, oh, yeah, uh-huh. her nigga talking to me. Uh-huh. Her. It's like they try to make
men
themselves known.
Men are the
known.
Same.
Like,
that's
y'all don't
what
know how to
understand.
Pick somebody to be quiet.
Right.
Be quiet.
Men are the same. Female. If you somebody with status, soon as they get a little reply from your baby mama, oh, yeah, then that nigga bitch... Hit me up, this and that. Like, it go the same way, and y'all keep thinking, these niggas are the new bitches. Like,
and they is.
They do everything the bitches do times 10, because they do everything for clout.
Yep.
And it means something to them for them to be talking to my baby mama or vice versa.
Same.
I said vice versa. Shut up.
You talk to my baby mama, you better not be tender dick, because you got a baby mama too. I'm going to be looking on your page too. Right, that's what I do. You better not be tender. I'll be looking right on your page. How your baby mama look? You want to talk to mine?
So you just be looking.
That's what it is. Because he tried me. I'm going to try him. You know how it go. I ain't, man.
So he.
I ain't going for none of that no more. No, it don't shut up.
Because he.
I'm not going for none of that. You can say so nothing.
So
no,
because,
I don't say what I had to say.
All right.
I ain't going for that.
So because he,
I ain't going for that.
Wow, you.
Thank you.
You better move it. So because you see him on my post trying me, you don't know if I try it back. You gonna just go try his bitch.
We know each other, Chelsea. That's all I'm gonna say. Let's try it out.
Let's try it.
Switch
out.
It out.
You know I'm gonna
because
come
I'm gonna try him like he trying me.
You know. What's my name?
Yeah. What my name? Mick Dog. You know my name.
Your name is Mick.
My name Mick Dog. Everybody know me as Mick Dog. All
right. Let me tell you this. If you want to do tit for tat, you better be able to handle it. Because let your heart fall out your ass now.
I'm trying to tell you. Literally.
Never.
Be able to handle it now.
Nah, niggas be playing little games. Then when you do that to them, then they want to cry about it. Mm. But that's how it be. Don't come for mine now.
I ain't cry.
Nah, I ain't talk about you. But that's how the niggas do.
Oh.
Niggas get real tender dick by their women.
Who would?
Yeah. You know, that's how it is.
Yoshi, why you laughing?
It's the truth. Niggas, okay. Niggas.
So you gonna try because the niggas you done seen heart my stuff, you done try their baby mamas and stuff?
Hey, I ain't this the podcast. Let's talk about something else.
We here to talk about that.
Nah. All right.
He said hypothetical.
Hypothetically, no. There you go.
Look,
but that's the truth though.
Ain't take a side. I feel where he coming from.
Y'all trying to protect each other.
It no, ain't even it's that. It's like.
Don't, ain't. You ain't coming from nowhere because we don't know them.
You didn't even let me say it. So you ain't coming from nowhere.
Go ahead.
It's like.
Pooh Bear leg shaking. I think she won't smoke with you. Pooh Bear. Get Nick ass.
Pooh Bear know what's going on. I grab her by her shoulders like this.
And squeeze her.
Dominique Pully.
What they gonna do to you?
Nothing.
Shake her damn brain loose. She'll sit down the way.
I bet you I won't need to stop.
I don't see it.
Stop putting on for these people.
I don't see it. Hey, so I got a little game, but I can't do all these because these kind of strange. It's some fool shit. Mick, say your first impression of me when you first seen me.
You had that big ass Eagles hoodie on. I still talk about it. I said, "Who hoodie that is? That my daddy hoodie?" I said, "Damn, she was a block girl. She was on the block back then. She
stayed. I was not.
Yeah, you was. Candy Lane was the block. Everybody from Terryville know. But you was on the block. You standing in the front yard.
I was new out there.
I was riding through. You know what I'm saying? That's how I met you.
Okay, So that's your first impression with a big ass.
Yeah, I mean, you remember I told you. You remember I was like, damn, that hoodie big as hell.
It was not even that big.
It was.
Yeah, hot. It wasn't big, Yoshi. So, okay, so that's your first impression of me. That's it.
You remember what you said mine was? It's like the same kind of the same thing.
Be honest, don't come.
I'm being honest though, for real.
I wasn't cute in that?
Yeah. You know, I started humping you. I was playing with you. You like, stop humping me. I didn't even know you like that. I just started humping you.
I had just seen him and he come up to me humping my butt.
Yeah, you know.
I said,
You in the hood, so I said, you in the hood, girl.
So, yeah. My first impression of him, because I didn't know anybody out there, that's I just moved out there. He was the only nigga I seen with a Crown Vic and he had a beard and all. So I'm like, dang. So he stopped. I'm thinking he old as fuck too, because he looked like it. So he stopped. We talking. The first week of me talking to him, this nigga gonna buy me hair and all. Got my hair done.
Your hair was $20 back then. You used to get that $20 pack.
Purple pack.
So I'm like, okay. Every time I tell him to do something, boom, it get done. Boom, it get done. I'm like, oh, this nigga got money. So, he had money now. But the kicker was, he was young as fuck and he tricked me. I done been too far gone. This nigga, I ain't about to say.
I still don't know what year she was born.
Man, Polly, when I first met him, I told him I was a year older than what I was. He was out of school. Wow. I was in 12th grade. He thought I was older because I was going to school late.
I'm thinking she going to Tech.
She going
to Wilson.
You lying.
I swear to God, I thought you invited
me to the graduation.
Oh.
He lying. But I had late arrival because I done had all my classes. So I went to school. I only had two classes and they didn't give me early dismissal. So they wanted me to do study hall. And I was like, I'm not going. So I would just go late. But I would be at his house late. So he thought, she ain't going to school this early or whatever. But what was your first impression of me, Dominique?
I said she was cute. You know what I'm saying? She had pretty feet.
Oh, you saw her feet first?
Yeah, Pooh Bear don't wear sneakers. She wears flip flops year round. Cold. I think it was cold that night.
Oh,
it was raining. It was drizzling.
And no, what night we talking about?
The first night of she said I met her before I met her.
They had some holes in the house, but
really,
he opened the door.
She ain't stood out that night.
We was over there hanging out, and I didn't know him because I knew his brother before I knew him. And they told us to come out there. Oh, I think it was Autumn Run.
I'll give you the background. We had three apartments trapped out. You know what
they
saying?
Had, okay. So they was like. They had girls in inside, so my friends, I was like, well, I'm about to go see who they got up in there. So I would knock on the door, and he answered, and I said, I got to use the bathroom.
I don't even remember that.
He don't.
We had three apartments. We had holes upstairs from South Florence, holes downstairs from North Florence, and holes from Hartsville in the other apartment.
Just nasty.
Why?
I was young. We was like, what, like 20?
But the first night we really talked or met, I wasn't paying him no attention.
Her cousin came to see my cousin. And I said, she cute. Like she was looking raggedy. She had her feet. She had her feet done and her nails. Like, I like pretty hands and pretty feet. And I was trying to talk to her, and then she had pretty eyes. She wouldn't talk to me. But then you see how it ended up.
Whatever.
I see how
you
won't
give up.
Now who won't give up?
Please.
So
respect my
pimp. Guess your partner's celebrity crush. I know Mix. Because he always talking about Little Kim. Still.
She a little funny looking. Now,
a
though.
Lot of funny looking.
Now, my new one's Sexy Red. I already told you.
Little Kim look like a Teletubby now.
Something. A leprechaun.
Yeah, she was fine back in the day, though.
Yeah, back in the day. Was, so you said Sexy Red, so you like ghetto bitches.
Yeah, I like ghetto bitches.
You think I'm ghetto?
You got orange hair on. Come on, man.
Okay. So what is mine?
Fredo Bang. That all you be talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is Pooh Bear?
I don't know. I think the game.
I don't really have no celebrity. No. Oh. I don't really have no celebrity crush. I don't know.
Who is his? You think he got one?
He got two. I don't know. He too. One minute is Megan Good. Next minute is Kelly Rowland.
Oh, Lord. He just can't decide.
First of all, it's going to always be Megan Good.
Whatever.
She still look good.
Yeah. Kelly Rowland up there too, though.
Okay. So where do you see your relationship in 5 years, Mia? Where you see us in 5 years?
Damn.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Hopefully, we'll be still together. We won't be done killing each other, you know.
Oh. Drunk desire.
I thought it said DJ.
So, one day. It's coming. Uh-huh. It's coming.
Yeah.
So, that's it? Just still together?
Yeah.
Dang.
Where you see y'all in 5 years?
Well, I see me in stardom. You said you. He said y'all.
That's selfish. That's the shit. That's coming out. There you go. Yeah, come on.
You gonna call?
Nah, hell no.
Even if we ain't together and I get rich, you know you.
Nah.
Oh yes, I can keep it.
You know better than that. You know I got my own money. I ain't worrying.
But still,
I'm gonna still support you though.
You ain't got I would rich let you, money though.
Right.
Nah, I ain't want to be rich. As long as I'm successful, I'm good.
We gotta break up.
Yeah.
But why you want to be rich, Bob?
I don't know. It come with a lot.
Money ain't everything.
What I always tell you. Money ain't everything.
Thank you.
Money is.
It ain't.
Money is everything.
Money ain't everything to me.
It is.
I never say that. That means you would switch up on.
It ain't really money because it's millionaires that go broke in 2 years. Like it's not money. It's what you. It's knowing what to do with money and knowing how to keep money, knowing how to acquire money.
If you saying money everything, that means you would do anything with some money.
I ain't said.
That's all. That's what you just said. Come on now. Money ain't everything.
I mean, it depends.
Nah. Money ain't everything.
Money ain't everything, man.
To me, it is. So yeah. I just want the money. I don't like to have to.
Like I be able to go as I please, have fun.
There's some people. It's some people.
You ain't gotta be rich to do that.
But not as
you ain't gotta be.
You ain't gotta be rich, but you need to be wealthy to do stuff. Yeah. Now. Stuff.
It's wealthy and rich is two different things.
Yeah, real. Wealth
is like money making money.
Yeah.
Like rich is having money. It's like you can give somebody $5 million a day and in 5 years they'll be back where they started at.
Yeah.
Cause you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna go and splurge and buy all this stuff, not knowing that it's a different tax bracket on a rich person.
They gotta pay all them taxes and
taxes.
Shit.
Yeah. I don't give a damn, I pay it.
No,
yeah,
don't.
But if you ain't got nothing,
Mick, I forgot to pay them taxes. They come again. No, you ain't gonna pay shit.
I just want to be rich, riding around in the back of the black trucks.
You could get a what's the Uber call?
Yeah,
it don't
cost much. It's only $35 Uber eggs.
Yeah.
That shit was $74 in Atlanta last week.
Well, it depends on how far you're going. Shit, we went to New York. We going to New York this weekend, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to New York. We spent like $400 on Uber.
Oh, so they expensive. Because
well, when was
you
going,
go to New York,
we was in,
when you travel from, like, say if we come to Florence or Darlington, when you go in New York and you go from like Bronx to Brooklyn, it's an hour ride.
Because traffic.
We was in Manhattan and we was going to Queens and back and then Brooklyn and back.
Mm-hmm.
But we staying in Brooklyn this time. Zoe wanted to, she wanted to fly on the airplane.
Oh, the kids going too. Okay.
Zoe and Braylon, the oldest two.
That's what's up.
Dominique, where you see yourself 5 years?
I see myself happy in 5 years.
We're saying with her. What do you see y'all in 5 years?
I mean, I see us in a better space. Like, getting all the bullshit together. Out the way.
You don't think we in a better space now?
You was just telling me, fuck me Saturday.
That's a it's the day.
No, it's the day. That's the problem.
It's a new day.
I mean.
We in a better space, though, for real.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad. Are we in a better space, Mick?
Yeah.
I can tell how you talk about him when he ain't here that y'all in a good space.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, come on. You know, last year.
You think I talk shit about him?
No, yeah. She talked good about you. She said, I got to get my man. Got to get my man back.
Yeah, what made you want me back?
Sorry, Jeff.
Cause when you left me, you like fuck me.
I didn't say fuck
you. Nah, that's how she did. Now she snuck and moved, try to sneak and move on me. Ain't want to let me know she was moving or nothing.
And the reason why I did that because every time we argue, you know, I work from home. He threatened to break my computer.
Cause you talking shit to me.
If I tell him I'm leaving, he gonna break my computer. Now I can't make no money. What made me come back okay, so you know you've been with somebody for so long, and then
that don't mean nothing. What made you come back?
I'm trying to explain. I'm trying to get there.
That don't mean nothing about no time but, and all that.
Now you about to mess me up. Now I'm about to lie. But no, so it was like I was so used to being around him, talking to him every day to where we broke up and I couldn't. I would be in the moment like, oh, I got to call me. And be like, oh, shit, I can't. So when I did call him, I'm like, what the fuck you calling me for? And that would just break my heart every time. And I didn't think I could get my feelings hurt. So, yeah, because we used to be together every fucking day for 14 years. So I was about to go crazy. Like, goddamn, can we get a little break? But he said because I need a break, I can never get married. I feel like everybody need breaks. Not like...
I don't feel like you need a break if it's feasible.
I wouldn't call it a break then. Like,
yeah, I grew, space. See, the difference with me, I grew up with old parents. You know what I'm saying? My parents, like, old. So they would been together like 40 years. You know what I'm saying? They've been around each other all the time. So that's how I'd expect a relationship to be for me.
My parents ain't with all for 34 years.
Yeah, but you know...
That's an argument.
I'm talking about the boy. Yeah.
But they also, what made me want to take a break too, was they took a break. And I swear to God.
My people ain't believe in breaks. Break means you just need to get on. But you know, that's how it go. So I didn't believe in no break. Breaks. I ain't believe in no break.
Too, I don't believe
too much
in breaks.
Can happen on a break.
Thank you.
But.
Yeah.
I don't believe in breaks, but if you need to get your mind together, get it together, because we're going to hurt each other.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go to the other room, close the door, and go in there and damn thing.
It got to the point with us where we was laying in the same bed, wouldn't talk, wouldn't touch. If he said something, I'm mad. If I said something, he
Well,
like,
you should have slept in the other room for another
you
week.
You should have with
an A. Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah.
But I ain't believing no breaks. So
or
sit
and
that.
Talk. It out.
And that's what we could never do. We always needed. We used to try to talk, and I would be so frustrated to I would cry. Like, it's no way in hell this boy don't understand me. So I'd be wanting people around to hear us. Like, we used to talk at each other and not just talking.
Not
and
listening.
Then it's like he would hear what he wanted to hear. He would hear his triggers. I guess you could say that mm-hmm. instead of just listening.
You talk shit. You don't like do
no,
enough.
No, I just
you don't
say
like
what I,
you don't like how to talk like a. Like, you know, like a grown up, you like to talk shit and talk, and I can't take that.
How I talk shit? I just say how
you
I feel,
like
and that's it.
Yell and
you
cuss.
Think I, yell.
I can't
I talk
take
loud.
That. I can't take that.
See?
You already know.
Who better think I'd be trying to, like, manipulate her every time I talk, every time I speak? This her favorite. You such a narcissist and
oh,
a
God.
Manipulator.
You
I'm like, what?
But I can handle that. It's like the
you
way. Yes, I can. It. I know how to. Dominique, you be trying it, and it don't work with me. It's
I
like
swear
I was
to
raised.
Oh my!
I was
son.
Raised like I don't know. I was just the way I was raised. I can handle that. Mm-hmm. Like I can't. You ain't gonna turn it around on me. We
right.
talk about you. You not gonna try to bring up something I did 10 years ago and we done worked through that and we talk about something you did yesterday.
Right.
We not gonna do that.
Me?
So you not, no, we not gonna do that.
You always bring up the past. And then when I bring up the past, that's a past. No.
I don't even bring up
the past.
And
I don't
like
when I'm talking to you and you don't say nothing.
Oh,
you don't hear me saying nothing?
If I...
You ain't got nothing to say back? Uh-huh.
If I don't
oh,
have
it's,
nothing
it's whatever
nice
you
to say...
You just don't say nothing.
And if I feel like I'm talking and you ain't hearing me, I'm not going to speak no more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I talking for?
Yeah. I'm a communicator.
You're not a communicator.
You're not a talker.
You're not
talk.
A communicator. Communication is talking
he'll
and
shut,
listening.
He'll
that's
shut
communication.
Down. You don't
look it
you,
up.
You don't. You a shut down.
Communication is talking and listening. You're not a listener. You're a talker.
He a shut
okay,
down.
Okay. Didn't you say you went to school for psychology or something?
I'd be lying, but I am. I can read people like
uh-huh.
that. I'd be lying when I say I went to school for it, but.
He could be talking about
yeah,
something
shit,
and you'll believe him and
yeah.
it's not the truth and you know it's not the truth. But the way he talk around things, he'll start making you think second guess yourself.
Oh my God.
So that's the type
oh
of person he is and I know that. So he can't get me with it.
So I'm a liar.
I'm not saying you're a liar, but you'll turn the situation
bit.
Off of you to make it seem like the
no,
person ain't
don't.
Right.
It's like if you talking to me about something right and you did the same thing, I'm gonna make you realize that you did the same thing.
We're not talking about me, and I
it
did that same
matter.
Thing 10 years ago. Why, if you could tell me what I did and it was wrong, why you doing it today when I did it 10 years ago? Why you doing it today? That's the issue.
There it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, We're going to go ahead and wrap that up. So that's all for It's Dejanay Podcast.
I was just about to manipulate.
You about to do a part two. We're going to definitely do a part two. But before we go, y'all want to tell them how to find y'all? Bridget?
You can find me on Snapchat and Instagram, Tukio7, two O's and two I's.
Bye.
OG Bobby everywhere.
Mick?
You can find me in Terry Village, North Florence. I'll be out here, Flow Town, you know.
See? Comprehension.
My boy say he outside.
He outside. Well, until next time.
Yeah.